There's been this thing happening to me this past week, this thing where I want to be productive and get stuff done, but there's this barrier to moving forward that this, it's like so internal and strong. It's like this giant unspoken, no, God dang, I'm frustrated by that. Let's talk about that. And I'm going to tell you something new I'm going to try. We'll see if it works. You are listening to ADHD Big Brother, the podcast for adults struggling with their ADHD and comorbid depression symptoms. I'm your host, Russ Jones, author of Descending to the Top, believer that you can actually have a smile in your life despite this diagnosis. So let's make some sense out of this struggle. Let's learn some stuff. Let's laugh at some stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, here's some stuff. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Like, I'm not singling any person. Nobody gets excluded. Everybody gets welcome to this podcast. So hi, I'm glad you're here. Let me begin by giving you a mental health update. Depression medicine is working. So that is great. The way I'm experiencing it, and I was discussing this with my ex-wife the other day. She's an ally, good friend, part of my core four support system. Shout out to you, Gail. Way to go. And the thing that I'm noticing that is different with being on medicine is that the life stuff is still happening. It's still tough. Life isn't any less hard and my struggles aren't any less real, but my reaction to them is way less debilitating and far less dramatic. It's almost like where before I would have these strong feelings of dread or strong feelings of panic at life being unresolved and just hopeless and it's just too much to bear. That whole like sit with your emotions in that state can be a real motherfucker when the feelings are intense. And I'm all about sitting with my emotions. I think that's a great practice. But it's like sitting there with a giant dragon breathing fire in my face and just sitting with that without, you know, somersaulting away from the fire, which is what I would prefer to do. I'd rather, you know, tuck and roll away. Just taking the heat is tough, you know, just going, what are you trying to tell me, Mr. Dragon? What are you trying to tell me with this fire? It's really hard to do when the feelings are super intense. And I'm a big fan of acceptance and commitment therapy, but God dang, man, allowing strong emotion, it ain't easy. Do you guys do it? Do you guys sit with your emotions? Are you good at that? If you're an expert at it, connect with me. I'd be interested to know how you do it. So then I could be like, you guys, guess what I did? I tried Marjorie's system for sitting with my emotions. And I'll be goddamn if I didn't tame the beast. The beast has been tamed. I can put a saddle on it now and ride it away. And your name doesn't have to be Marjorie. I'm all ears if you've got a method that works for you. So that's where I'm at right now. It's interesting going through a medicinal journey. I do miss the focus that I get from ADHD medicine. And so there might be a world where I get back on that. I'm not sure yet. I'd prefer not, but we'll see. One thing that I noticed quite prevalently as a non-medicated ADHDer and a totally medicated depresso is the barrier to certain tasks. I like talking about things that are happening to me lately. It's because this is all fresh and I can really explore it with you guys. And I know this is common enough because some of the ADHD community members have experienced it as well as some of my one-on-one skis. And I notice it most on days when I've not properly planned my day. And how that barrier will look is that I will have general ideas of what I want to get done that day. They're general, like some podcast work. Maybe I have a client that day. I'll definitely spend time in the online community. I may shoot the shit about some stuff. I may have some things I want to take care of. I may get the car to the shop, do my laundry, look at my health insurance bills. I mean, look at my finances, cleaning up or business building, the vague kind of things. And there's this ongoing loop of things to do, and they're all varying levels of important, but not really urgent. But I've been putting them off for a while, so they're becoming a little bit more nagging in my head. So I really want to get to it, but I haven't. And what an irresponsible turd I am. What's so hard about it? I'm so fucking lazy. And those are my standard responses. It's not a wonder why we comorbidize with the depression. My inner voice is such a dick sometimes. And this is a total side note, but if you were to meet me in the world, you'd most likely be like, oh, yeah, he's a nice guy. He's just genuinely interested in my world. And that's how everybody talks in my world. Hey, yeah, I gotta say, Ross, he's a real nice guy. He's good. He's got a good soul. But if you were to meet my brain and ask my brain what it thought of me, it would be vicious. He's the laziest, dumbass piece of shit I've ever had the unpleasure of firing neurons for. He's the worst. Blah. It's laughable how atrocious this guy is. And that's my brain. That's the thing that I want to tell me, I love you, buddy. This is definitely a journey. My brain and I mean, someday my brain is going to get it. I'm optimistic. Someday my brain will be like, okay, maybe I was wrong. You're not a complete idiot. I think we might just be able to make this work. You're all right. My work is I have to keep feeding positive data points to my brain. And this is how I try to force feed data points. God, and we're on a bird walk here, so let's just keep walking. I think about 100 episodes I talked about it, so maybe it's time to revisit it. For those of you that don't resonate with affirmations, like myself, I do not resonate with them. Like we don't do well with the mirror talk. I'm not going to say I'm anti-affirmations because I'll sit through guided meditations and I'll daydream and allow affirmations to hit my brain. But it's weird because it's somebody else talking to me maybe or guiding me in how to talk to myself. That, and this might be me specific, so you'll have to let me know. But for me in the mirror, that's a non-starter. Me saying things like I love myself, it's just empty words because I don't believe it, right? This is quite a journey. If you guys continue to join me, maybe episode 200, I'll be like, I did it. Oh my God, I found out. I know how to love myself. It's glorious. This is not for lack of trying. I'm ongoingly trying. You know what I'm saying. But here's how I currently help myself. I suggest when affirmations are not on the menu, try a little thing that I call taskformations. And that's a little fun wordplay for you. A task formation, it's a task that is in alignment with the affirmation that I wish were true. Like, I'm healthy and full of energy. Okay, forget the mirror. What does a person who is healthy and full of energy themselves, what do they do? Do one of those. And then I'll give myself a data point for it. Be like, hey, brain, who's the dumbass now? I just went for a walk. And that's something that a healthy person does. Ha, hoo, hee, hoo, hoo. Hey, brain, would a person who hates themselves enjoy a nature walk? Maybe if I was allergic to nature, but not me. I love nature. So anytime I go out and get fresh air, that's a data point for me giving a shit about myself. Sometimes I think that my barrier has to do with my mood. My lack thereof of the, or my lack thereof. It is still a mood if it's a down mood. But like I was on a walk with my buddy Bryant, and I'll share what we came up with on our walk. So as you guys know, I'm the strongest advocate for community. That's why I built the ADHD Big Brother community. It's why I try my ass off to stay engaged with my own support tribe in person. And Brian and I have had some great talks on our walks. And this last weekend, something really interesting came up that I'm going to be attempting. And I'd like to share that with you. We're going to experiment with something. It might be amazing or it might be a total failure. But it's one more tool for the tool belt or not. We shall see. But the idea was, we're talking about our respective lives. Brian's a damn good actor. Man, this guy works. You may have seen him on television before. But how that relates is that we're both talking about when we feel down. And when we feel motivated. And I was talking about my current depression bullshit, how the medicine is working, but I feel like it's different. It feels less chemical, it feels more conditional. And I was like, I feel like if I was, you know, making $1 million, right? And I was able to do the podcast and this community and I'd be on top of the world. So it feels very conditional. And Brian was relating to that in that sometimes if he's like a few weeks between jobs or months between jobs, he can feel down. And the life of an actor is very feast or famine, right? It's at least that's how I experienced it in my 20s. You're either rolling in it and you're booking or you're struggling. And so he was relating to it in that if he booked a show tomorrow, he'd be on top of the world. And so we're like, well, I think that's the quote unquote dopamine thing, you know, that I know I make fun of. It's the idea of the reward of the payday or the experience that fuels the motivation, the idea that he's going to work and that he's going to have money coming in. He's motivated and inspired right then. But he wouldn't be doing the thing right then. So it's the idea of the future reward of the work money that creates the mood. And so we were joking about acting as if, which is very David Mamet for all you acting enthusiasts, acting as if he booked a job, or I would act as if I was wildly successful. And so taking that and blending that with the task formations, because I can't just believe something that isn't real, I'm not making $1 million. But what I can do is act as if. What would that person do? What would that person who is highly successful at building a mastermind and accountability community for adults with ADHD and depression, what would that guy do on Monday at 9 a.m.? probably something important, but not urgent. Where would that person spend their time? How would that feel? It actually got me excited about the idea. And I believe that's where this dopamine stuff comes from. It's not from doing the thing, but from the anticipation of the reward for the doing of the thing. And this to me requires a bit of front loading, pre-planning or pre-daydreaming. And this is fresh. So I'm basically telling you what I'm going to be working on for the coming week just to feel it out. It's easy to create these systems and ideas, but then putting them into practice, that's a different story. So how this looks is that I'm going to be incorporating some daydreaming into my planning. Right now, I do weekly planning, and I've been pretty unspecific with my daily planning. I haven't been as intentional or as tight as I'd like to be. So for ADHD Big Brother work, it would be like, make sure I post in the community, check in with the people, maybe write the newsletter post. Maybe work on the podcast or podcast promotion. Like to the untrained eye, it probably seems like, oh, I'm doing quite a bit. And I am doing quite a bit. But working smarter is on my agenda. And I'm going to practice giving myself 5 minutes to really daydream about being wildly successful and then ask myself, okay, what does that person do tomorrow if they have my current circumstances? And I'm really interested in what those results might look like. You guys want to do that with me? We can compare notes. If you aren't a member of the ADHD Big Brother online community yet, then head to the website, click on the contact form, and then we can compare notes that way. Otherwise, I'll post an additional video about this in the online community for you members, and then that will be the challenge if you guys are up for it. I'm such a big fan of doing ideal vision work, and I can't believe that I haven't incorporated it into a daily practice. So maybe it'll go great. Or maybe it'll be dumptastic. We won't know until we try. But I cannot see a downside to daydreaming about my ideal future self. As long as my brain doesn't show up to shit on it, then I think I'll be pretty good. Yeah, imagine my brain. Nah, that'll never happen. You're never going to get to that point. So what's the point in thinking about it? All right, brain, you can shut up now. I'd be super interested to see if this works for you guys, how it works for you guys, if you try it. Trying new things is one of the greatest things, I believe, that keeps us adults with ADHD moving our needles forward. We were talking about this briefly on our group Zoom this weekend. The great thing about the community, especially if and when it, like my ideal vision is that it grows to be like 300, which I think that's my max capacity for myself, is sometimes systems get really boring and they stop working for us. So how cool would it be to have a community of people who are all working their unique system? So whenever our system gets tired, we have a massive mastermind of people iterating and sharing and offering strategies to choose from. So it keeps it all fresh and exciting. I love that. And if that sounds like something that you could benefit from, then click on the links, man. Join up. Be a part of it. Alrighty, guys, I hope this has been helpful. If it has, please share this episode with 3 people. That's a random number I'm picking. Or you could share it with 5. You could extra credit. And don't forget to shoot me a message and let me know what you think. I love hearing from you guys, and I respond to every email. So there you go. I challenge you to do that also. And with that, I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and I shall talk to you later.